Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. When gardening to attract wildlife, such as birds, butterflies, and other insects, certain considerations must be made. Just like a great host offers snacks, drinks, and rolls out the proverbial welcome mat to their friends, the same principles apply when inviting wildlife into your yard. Various bird species are one of the most sought-after, friendly garden guests because of their natural music and their vivacious colors. The three main components to keep in mind when attracting birds to the backyard is to provide the precise type of water, food, and cover to make them feel at home in your home. After a good soaking rain, the mud puddles in your yard become a social spot for wildlife who congregate at these puddles. To mimic these puddles in your garden, consider incorporating ponds, bird baths, or fountains into the garden. Providing a place for birds to drink and bathe will encourage them to visit the area. When adding a water feature to the garden, keep in mind that stagnant water features won't attract birds nearly as well as something that provides the sound of trickling water. You can direct birds that are unfamiliar with your landscape to your yard by providing an audible signal to the water source. Also, consider providing a shallow source of water, typically less than 1 inch, and a surrounding area that is free of vegetation. Doing so allows birds to bathe in water while avoiding potential predators that could be lurking in deeper waters or surrounding bushes. Along with a drinking and bathing source, provide birds with a food source to encourage their presence. There are various types and styles of feeders that can be added to the garden and filled with countless blends of seed. Another option for the creation of a food source is planting native trees and shrubs such as parsley haw, elderberry, white oak, or cedar. These trees and shrubs, along with purple coneflower, black-eyed Susan, or mulberry trees, provide food by directly providing seed or berries for the birds to consume. Other plants will play host to soft-bodied insects such as caterpillars or other larvae, delivering a nice protein source to feast on. When gardening for the birds, keep in mind that some insects you see as problematic may attract more amiable garden friends into your yard. If you spray insecticides indiscriminately, you will be reducing the food source for birds to consume. This is not to say that you will not have any birds or wildlife in your yard if you happen to spray insecticides, but employing birds as free labor may prove to be more enjoyable. After supplying food and water, provide cover and hiding places to welcome the birds. This will offer protection from larger predators and severe weather issues. It is important to have a diverse selection of plants, not only for food, but also for habitat. Adding shrubs and trees of varying heights and densities will give more options for birds to hide, forage, and play. If these types of shrubs are able to provide a safe place to hide from predators, then it could very likely be an acceptable place for adult birds to raise their young. The trees and shrubs, which host caterpillars, will be an added bonus if the birds decide to raise their fledglings in your yard, as these soft-bodied insects make excellent food source for your baby birds. Now that you've established your yard as a hub for bird activity through your gracious hosting abilities, you can relax and enjoy the sights and sounds of your new friends. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.